Welcome to the newcomers talk. That Bastian and me, we are going to talk about. So, go. Oh, next one.
Yeah.
So what is this about? So this initiative takes care about the first timers to NOM, like the first time they contribute. So we try to make a smooth process for them to start with NOM. For that, we have to provide the required knowledge. So we don't assume that they know anything before starting. So for example, the tools like Git, Terminal, whatever, they should be explaining at least the steps that are needed for the first contribution. So also, okay, you can have all the tests, whatever, all the guide, but at some point they will require like a personal interaction. So we have to be there for helping. Like we have to have a IRC channel or something so we can interact with them dynamically. Right. So why do we need it? So for this, we have to answer first the question of what's the target audience? So in my personal experience, the newcomers that comes in these last 3 years I have been working on the newcomers, usually it's people at university, they are on the second year, so they know the basics of programming, but they don't know like Git, Terminal, they maybe even doesn't know Linux or packages. So of course one of the questions is, where can I contribute? Because usually they want to contribute and to learn to some project, but they are not clear on what project is appropriate for them or what project they would like to. So we have to provide a set of projects that are appropriate for these newcomers and that we know that we can help them there. So I forgive you once.
Okay.
So what does are appropriate for me? Because this, okay, you now choose the project, but then now you need to know what tasks are appropriate. Because of course, in Buxilla we have plenty of tasks, but they might be invalid. They might be that the maintainers doesn't care about them. So we have to provide this like a series of tasks that are appropriate for newcomers and that they are easy. So then one of the questions is, how can I contribute? What tools are needed for my first contribution? So here we have to explain them and provide information like Git, Terminal, and everything that they will need, like JS build, build systems. And once they are set, then now they need to do the actual contribution. So what tools can help me to do the first contribution? So 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we actually didn't have many tools to help them. But now we have, for example, this GTK inspector, that is this tool to inspect GTK applications that you can pick a widget and know the properties or know everything that you want about this application. And now also we have a NOM builder that is the new IDE that we have like high hopes on it that it will help much for newcomers. And even then, at some point they will need some, as I said before, asking to a real person. So we have to provide tools or the people that are willing to help them. So one of the questions that we can answer is, who can help me, even if I read everything and I have all the tools? So let's do a little of history of this initiative. This actually started in an initiative called NOM Love. So it was the first attempt to help newcomers, and it was created by Paolo Borelli, that is a developer of gedit, in 2004. And it was mostly a collection of useful links and random tasks about random projects. So of course, at the start, you don't know what the newcomers need, so you just provide what you know, like links to documentation, like documentation to Git, documentation to GTK, but not actually a step-by-step guide, which was one of the problems. So this is how it looked like in 2014, before we start reconverting this initiative. So you can see actually the iconography we have, it was like a heart because of the love part. And what knowledge, as I said before, a little, what knowledge is required or this guide assumed that the newcomers had? So the guide, at some points, it says something like, okay, you have to create a new commit and contribute the patch in Buxilla. But then we didn't explain how, like an easy step, like just do this and you have it. Also, packages like install dependencies. So at some point for GHBL and for installing a new module, you need to install all the dependencies. This is something that the newcomer might not know, like installing packages or searching for the dependencies. So this is some knowledge that the guide assume on the newcomer, but we didn't provide the information. Also Book Tracker, we have Bookzilla and we know that Bookzilla is not the best UI experience for newcomers or for whatever, like for everybody. Because it's even hard for me even now to search for something on Bookzilla. So we cannot say something like, just search for tags on Bookzilla. No, I cannot do it. We cannot expect the newcomer to do it. And then we have GHBL, that is the tool to build the platform. That is a pretty complex tool, and we actually only need a minimal set of tools of this of GHBL to make the first contribution. So we have to make sure that we only explain this part. So what were the problems? I guess you guessed most of them, but the problem we realized that this guide or this initiative had. So the guide assumed knowledge. As I said before, it was like just links to the Git documentation, like, I don't know, like the whole Git documentation, if you don't know it, but otherwise, it assumes that you know how to do commits, how to do branches, how to contribute patches. And another problem, this was more technical, is that GHBL was seen as a generic tool for building applications, more than a tool for contributing to GNOME. So the problem is that you install GHBL, and then you try to build something and you cannot. Like out of the box, you cannot. So this is not a good experience for a newcomer. You need to create a configuration file and everything. So we try to change also this part of the initiative, like change the GHBL to be more like the tool to contribute to GNOME. Another thing that this was actually hard to change is that we try to cover all distros, like OpenSUSE, Ubuntu, Fedora, Gentoo. All of them in different versions. We have like how to install dependencies on them, how, I don't know, like completely crazy wiki page for all the distributions. So the problem with that is the documentation were outdated pretty quick. So the problem is that when Comer came and tried to build, expect to build because it's very in the documentation, but it was working maybe half of the time. So this is actually very frustrating for them, and the first thing you want to avoid on newcomers is frustration. Also, we realized that the naming and the iconography of this initiative was not very good, because we have, okay, GNOME love, but this love doesn't give a hint of what it's about. And also the iconography about heart. We are not sure if in other cultures the heart means love or it actually provides the information about contributing to GNOME. So we thought that was a little problem that we wanted to change as well. So with these problems and the goals that we set, we tried to reborn this initiative on something called newcomers that Bastian also will talk about.
Yes. So approximately last year we made a rebrand. So that was the wiki pages, the Bookzilla product, and also the IRC channel that completely changed over to newcomer, something that is more about, you know, it does what it says on the tin. So if you're a newcomer, it's hard to be in doubt about where to be now if you're looking for it. So this is how it looks like at this point in time. So instead of being a collection of guides, the newcomer guide is in itself a guide that tries to follow a step-by-step order, so it's more simple and doesn't have as many interlinks that might take you away from what you're actually intended to do. This is the overall structure, so you can see the this step-by-step structure. So to answer the question that a newcomer might have, what project should I actually work on? This is what the first page is about of the newcomer guide, where you get to choose a project. You also get to know who is mentoring the project and how to get in touch with those who are actively contributing to the project. The second step is then to get the project built, which is a revamped version of the GHBL tutorial. Then there's a page about giving some tricks on how you can try to solve a specific newcomer bug that you have stumbled upon or from the Bugzilla product of the project. And finally, there's then this page on how to submit patches, so you can start making your first contribution.
So you can see we did it in this order, following the questions we said before. So it's the order that usually a newcomer make question by himself. So we try to follow this order.
Yeah. So the choose a project page lists around 7 projects at the moment, and these are chosen and has had to, is based on some requirements that I think is on the next slide. But essentially they say have a nice wiki page, and that makes a requirement that the mentors that volunteer to help the newcomers, they are also active at the newcomer channel and try to help the newcomers get started with building the Agnome project for the first time. This is the wiki template at the moment that is required to use, and the reason for this is to minimize the amount of text that you have to read and then be more visually pleasing, so it's more attractive for the newcomer to maybe contribute to the specific project. It also puts a requirement that the projects list what resources that they have and that the newcomers should be aware of, so that when you get further into the process of contributing, you can find the plame in a place that looks similar in all projects. Yeah. This is the GHBuild tutorial at the moment. Instead of supporting a wide range of distros, it's been narrowed down to supporting just Fedora 24 and the latest Ubuntu as well. And then all the it's basically a series of steps that you execute, and then since it's GHBuild, we hope there's no errors and hope that everything builds as it should. Drink a cup of coffee. Prior to that, it's been rewritten a lot, so it's easier now. List the dependencies of GHBuild itself, so you don't have to do guesswork for that and so forth.
We had 4 guides of GHBuild before.
Yeah,
they were spare and everyone was using one or another. So the first question when
a newcomer came was like, which guide are you using?
Yeah, and there was the problem that if you followed one and then stopped and tried to follow another, you would go into problems. And yeah,
that was crazy.
So this is also a new page. It tries to cover the everyday tools that everyday contributors use, but don't necessarily think about small tricks like using Git grep to get some piece of code inside the project, or using the GDK inspector to inspect what's going on if there's some weird behavior, or using dev help, for example. And then it tries to list a workflow, so in case you are stuck with a specific issue and your own methods of trying to solve them doesn't work, then you can go to this and see what might help. And this is the final page, which has also been cleaned up on submitting patches, of course. So it introduces a bit of version control and a bit about our all beloved Bugzilla, and then that's about it. So it's trying to be as short and concise as possible at the moment. So with those 4 steps, you should pretty much have your first contribution in place then. So there are some things down the road that we're looking forward to have in here as well. Some thoughts and some open questions that are left, and that's what this is going to cover. Currently, the structure is that the newcomer guide, of course, focuses on the coding aspect of contributions, but in GNOME, you can do a lot of other contributions. And the Got Involved page on the website that we have all links to these different guides on how to get involved in these different teams, or get involved in different competencies and skills. And there are some information currently living in the newcomers guide that could be shared with these guides. So One challenge is how do we position this information so it's shared and it moves out of the newcomer's guide and will become beneficial for all of them. But yeah. And this is the project tour, which is what I was talking about, the information in question. It briefly goes over the different infrastructure that we have in GNOME, such as the Wiki and Planet GNOME, and introduces IRC and the GIMP network. And that's the information that would be great to share among all of the different guides somehow. Then another thing that's happening is because of Flatpak and because of Builder, we now have soon a very much easier way to actually get started building applications. For example, the JS build guide could be simplified just for the newcomer applications to just two steps. If you could build a GNOME project, the newcomer project specifically, and if we could support them so you simply had to clone them and press a play button. That would be really amazing. And then there's effort going into the developer center as well. Currently, it hosts the API in C for a lot of GNOME's components, and it hosts some different guides of questionable dates in various places. And also it has a lot of important information as well, and also for newcomers. For example, introduction to GDK, I rewrote that 1.5 years ago. And that would be really great to have somehow more prominent. There's been some efforts to improve this at the FOSDEM. Was it before the FOSDEM? Anyway, there was a meeting about using Hotdoc and improving the front page and so forth. And I know Alan also has mockups, I think. And there was work being done at the GDK Hackfest. So there's definitely something happening here. Not something I'm too aware of, but it's very important for the newcomer initiative as well, because this developer center is one of the resources that you really see. When you as a newcomer try to get familiar with the API for the first time. So it's important that we get it on some level that is equivalent to what newcomers might come from, like, I don't know, Mozilla Developer Network or Microsoft Developer Network. You know, these big databases with lots of good information and good searching, and where you can easily find what you're looking for in the specific language you're looking for and so forth. And finally, there's the question of we also talked about that, the user that we're seeing is the student who might not be familiar with bug tracking and version control, or might not even be familiar with Linux. So how do we ensure that we can, we're definitely maintaining GNOME specific documentation to help them get started in GNOME, but some of these things are prerequisites to get started for coding in GNOME. And if we can find some good external resources or upstream some of like, so we can improve the documentation, that would be great. And that's it.
Christian?
Yes.
Okay.
Or over the microphone, and I will check this.
Okay, so I have a couple questions. One is, how do you deal with the newcomers come in, they look for newcomer bugs, but I've seen several instances where there are no newcomer bugs. That's like a loss of being able to work on GNOME if there's no newcomer bug. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but how do we get our developers to be more aware of things that could be easily fixed? I'd rather they fixing it could be considered a newcomer bug that you know, strategically we get new people to work on something simple. So that's question one. Question two is, I hate GH build. And it's error prone, and it's hard to even with inside GNOME Builder, we you know, and in a lot of cases most people don't care, because I think GH build is great for core components up until you hit Nautilus or whatever. But if you're working on application layer stuff, I would rather we switch to Flatpak runtimes and just embrace that future and actually move towards runtime system, because we actually have all that. There's no reason to do any of that stuff because everything is already encapsulated in the SDK. So that's more of a comment, not question two. So I'm sorry. But if you want to answer the first one.
Yeah. Should I?
Okay. I forgot what the first one was now.
So the first question was what we do to make sure that...
Yeah. I'm not sure if the requirements specified that, but then I think it should. Like if you decide that your project, you would like to have your project listed on this choose a project page where we currently have 7 projects listed, then it's also like as a mentor for that project, it's also a part of your responsibility to ensure there is work for the newcomer to do, so the newcomers don't try to build your project and spend hours in GH build just to find out that no, there's nothing to actually work on except some very complicated mess. So that's currently where the responsibility lies, and I guess that answered your question, maybe. Or
I mean,
is your experience that you've seen it with the projects that's been listed in here, or are you talking more general?
I guess I'm more interested in making sure there's always newcomer bugs. Not because having zero newcomer bugs just defeats the purpose.
Yeah, completely.
You're losing somebody who wants to work. I mean, and then saying, "Oh well, I want to rather work on this other one," which maybe it's like a difference where it's like, I know Python, but I don't know C, and so they would rather work on the project with Python. So you know, it's just trying to make sure that there is something for newcomers to always be working on.
Right. So the good thing is that since we have only 7 projects and we don't want to have more. We can take care about, we can take care about going to the link for newcomers and make sure there is at least 1 or 2 or 5 newcomers bugs. If not, we can reach the maintainer and say, hey, do you remember that it was a requirement and there is no more newcomers bugs right now? Can you make sure that you have some? Ah, yeah, sure. Probably it's not a problem because they are ready.
Seems like
no beforehand.
We should track on.
Definitely. Maybe we can have a bug, like a bot that pokes us every time there's a project running out of newcomer bugs.
It's just one of those things because what I like to do is I like to export our bug database, the newcomer ones, and take it to places where, I mean, we keep our bugs in our Bugzilla. We should be publishing them everywhere. Because nobody's. You're assuming somebody has to make the decision to go to a GNOME
website and then be able to and look for newcomer bugs. We don't want to do that. We want to be able to find them maybe at a university or whatever. There needs to be somewhere so that you're casting the largest net as possible. That's also why I'm saying that system of having newcomer bugs needs to be there as part of that other one. Because if it's not there, then you know, each time is a miss. We're missing an onboarding. So that's
okay. I think we have.
Once I wanted to write an extension, so I found a tutorial on the wiki, but it was terribly outdated. So I just want to suggest to just introduce some labels, maybe red and green, or only red or orange or something, like in other wikis or Wikimedia, if something is outdated, just label it outdated. Then people would ignore that article and go and find something that is actually usable.
Was this wiki for NumShell extensions?
Sorry?
Is this wiki for NumShell extensions?
Exactly.
So I create that one, and it's on the headline that is that you shouldn't look at it. I don't know what they say, but they say like in my use, I say something like...
Maybe I have missed that. I don't remember now.
But I said it because I created it and I was actually quite... Maybe I missed it, but
some colors. People like me will find it simpler.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can take care about that tricky one. No.
Thank you.
So we are out of question. One question more?
Okay. Maybe I should take you over now.
Okay. Hello, just two small questions. One, is it only for GNOME core applications? In your list, you want only GNOME core applications?
Yeah, kinda. They have to be in GHPL, basically. This is like the requirement. They have to be in GHPL and follow, being in Git GNOME. It's like part of the GNOME project.
Okay, like GIMP?
Sorry?
GIMP, would it be like... acceptable application in
that, that's a hard question because GIMP is part of GNOME but is so different,
which is why I asked.
That is kind of not part of GNOME, you know what I mean. It's hard to answer this one, I guess.
Okay,
but GIMP precisely is the example of one that we don't support. Or
okay, and just a question is more like I as a newcomer to a project, I never looked at newcomer bugs. Usually I have a bug in a software I use, and I'm annoyed with this bug and I decide to fix it. And now that when I'm involved in a project, I will look sometime at random bugs that I try to fix them, but as a newcomer, so that's why also the newcomer bug concept, it's like I'm wondering if it's always like the best concept, like rather than you have a bug, you explain the newcomer how to build the project, but then they should more be like we could tell them how to solve your bug, but whatever it is, which may not be in the newcomer list. I don't know if you see what you mean.
Yeah, the problem is that sometimes not even the maintainer knows if that bug is valid or if the solution, we want the solution or not. And that happens to me as a maintainer. Sometimes someone comes and I want to fix this. And I say, okay, I think it's this. Then he makes the patch, and then I realize that actually in the history, someone tried to fix it 10 years ago and it clashed with another thing. And then you say, sorry, your patch the code is good, but we cannot accept it. And this is very frustrating. So we try to avoid this. You know, we have to make sure the bug. If you want to fix it, you are free and it's fine. But for newcomers, we don't recommend it.
Okay.
This is the thing. Okay, so I think we have to finish up. Thank you very much for the attention.